So this is a massive film, Belly of the Beast, a Torquay story. So tell me how you got into this enormous affair.
Well, I'd just come off the back of another feature film called Broken Ghost, which I planned on making here in New South Wales. I was a farmhouse out there and ended up getting some funding from America, and I was persuaded to make it over there, and it was made in Montana. And I came home, and I've spent a lot of time in the States, and I just was like, I don't know what my next project is, and I don't really want to go back over there. And I've lived in Torquay since the early 90s, and I just thought, there's been so much written about the history of this town. Nothing's been put to screen. I know most of the people. Why don't I turn that into a story? That was sort of the catalyst, and I just sort of started scratching, and I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and he was talking about the history of a really specific part of the industry that happened in the 70s, and he goes, that'd make a great doco. And I was thinking, and I drove home and I thought, that's a small part of a big story. That was it. And I just sort of thought, okay, that's it, that's my next project. That's how it came about.
Are you a feature filmmaker, as in not a documentary filmmaker, but a drama filmmaker? Is that what you normally do? Or when you say a broken ghost, what was that about?
Broken Ghost is a normal narrative driven feature film about a girl suffering albinism, being bullied at school, and her parents move her to the country to give her a new start because she's harming herself, and they think, we've got to get her out of this toxic environment. And the film essentially starts with them moving into a new home in the countryside, and isn't this nice? And of course, you can't really run away from your problems, and it turns into a bit of a psychological thriller. I come from a background mainly of acting. It's been my through line through school, and I studied in New York, and in around 2011 or something, I out of the blue got type 1 diabetes, and it threw me through a loop. And I didn't feel very creative. And a family friend who had a small production company in LA said, well, why don't you come back and sit in my office, and I'll teach you a little bit more about what happens on the other side of everything. And so I sat in there for a few years, and I just thought, well, now I have a lot, my pie is quite full. And I thought, I need to go home and just start forging my own path. And that was, I met with a writer in Melbourne called AB Pogos, and he pitched me the idea for Broken Ghost. And I said, if you write that, I promise you I'll make it. And I raised 100 grand, and then he finished writing it, and I was going to make it for that. Then a director in America got wind of the script, and he found more money, and it ended up going over there. But so yeah, I think I'm just a bit of a storyteller of sorts, but I don't want to just be waiting for people to offer me work. I just like to create, you know?
Right. Well, it's interesting because they did actually recently, relatively recently, have a an ABC drama.
Barons. Barons.
Which is basically focusing on some similar elements, but yours is a documentary.
That's right. I started before Barons. I started this nearly 6 years ago. It's been a long haul.
I mean, it was quite interesting to reference it against the two, actually. I mean, I watched, because I was brought up in Warrnambool, and I'm younger than a lot of the people in this film, but I remember the wave of Rip Curl, and I just thought it was normal because that was what I grew up in. But to see it actually happening is quite fascinating, especially the stuff to do with the guys in the 30s and 40s. It's a real
Totally.
eye-opener, really. Yeah, quite
Yeah.
fascinating.
I learned a lot along the way. It's sad in a way too to see how far removed it is from those guys, you know, society in general.
I noticed that you're actually quite generous in the sense that you work with people, and I noticed it was your story, but you got someone else to write it, for example, and you also co-directed. So that's a very interesting sort of approach. You did some of the cinematography as well.
Yeah, I like to look. I think the art of filmmaking, it's really important to surround yourself with people who are better than you in their zone. And like I love writing, but I'm not a writer, and I knew the story, but I couldn't quite see it. So I asked Craig. I met with lots of writers, but Craig definitely understood what was needed and wrote a great treatment of sorts.
You spend a lot of time finding good people to talk to, I'll say.
Yeah, got great people, and it was not it's not easy to get people to camera, I won't lie. But no,
Especially
everyone
people
was
like this, because they live their life and they're not used to, I mean, they're raconteurs, they're party animals, they're a whole range of things. But I mean, the reason for why they surf is because they're not talkers, right?
that, yeah, that's right. Yes, but I've had such nice feedback from like the part with John Paulson who died. That part when he was paddling out, John Law's best friend, his sister was in the. She's been both audiences when I've done private screenings, and just the email she wrote to me because she believed everyone had forgotten who her brother was. Was just. It brought a tear to my eye and just made me realize that how powerful it is to, shine a light on history,
Oh yeah, right along that coast there are little memorials for people. And it's always very sobering. And it always makes me think a lot about all the people that have made up the coastline effectively. Because it's a story, isn't it? It's a coastline.
And then you go in further, like you go into the shipwrecks and the people that died coming off those, and it's just like it's a harsh, so harsh. I mean, all of Earth is harsh if you dig back far enough. But yeah, it's interesting. It is. I do love it.
The film is fascinating for locals. It's beautiful because the coast is beautiful. It's interesting because of it's the social changes as well. I mean, you could have gone into a whole lot of other angles too, but that wasn't the point of the film. But I was really fascinated
I
by,
wanted to, and I got
yeah,
told no.
no, that's right. Because the stuff about the boys, Port Melbourne and South Melbourne boys, they were real working class boys.
Yes.
Going down there, and then the effect of male culture after the Second World War, that is fascinating. The militarization of social interaction within our society as experienced by males after the Second World War, fascinating stuff.
Incredible, isn't it? And like the psychological effect that that would have had on them, and what they, people don't talk like they talk now, like it's stiff upper lip, and maybe things were just as equally as problem then, but that wasn't talked about. I mean,
Different stresses. Yeah, different stresses. Well, that's one of the things that's fascinating about the film. I mean, you must have had a lot of interesting journeys. So you are looking at it from this surf history, this social history, this country town. It's not just a country town, actually. It's coast towns are different from country towns, having been brought up in one.
I think Terry Wall mentioned it in there where he says the influence of a coastal town, because it has so many cultures coming to it for the draw of surfing. And so it is instantly more multicultural or there's more flavor to it than, say, an inland town that not many people go to. So it doesn't have the outside influence.
Yeah, but one of the keys about this film, of course, is that you're making it from this time. And so you're looking around in a whole lot of different other ways as well. It's not just historical, and it's not just collecting the stories, but it's also putting the modern lens. So you actually check out what happened for women, for example. I found it fascinating that you touched on Indigenous world, and that you didn't mention that the person who was offered up to the penal system was actually Aboriginal, but it was quite clear he was. Now, that's a very modern way of taking Australian society, isn't it? You're putting on this modern lens to this historical context. There are things that are important now culturally that weren't actually things that people thought about much then.
Oh,
Women's
right. Yeah, the film
contribution.
essentially would have started with the surf club.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
interesting. This film's interesting for that. You obviously went out of your way to do that.
I feel more akin with how our four fellow Indigenous people live than I do this modern world. I think that they just had it so right. And I know it's weird to say, maybe it's not weird to say, but I just think that the way that they live with the land and in harmony with like the laws of nature. I just think that there's something to be learned from that, and I did go out of my way.
Yeah, and the next thing I wanted to say was that it's a big story because it goes all the way to America. It's multinational companies. It's local changes in Australian society. It's the Torquay story, effectively. So you've had lots of screenings, have you, or?
No, just two. I did one at the Pivotonian in Geelong, just before Christmas last year, just to give it an audience, just to get it out of my, like it was starting to become a bit of a bane of my existence, you know. So I had to give it an audience and just show, everyone kept asking, what's going on? What's going on? And so, yeah, that was really well received, but it was a biased audience. Then I gave a screening at the Thornbury Picture House, and I just invited everyone that I sort of knew in Melbourne that I thought might be interested, and just to see a different demographics reaction. And yeah, look, my girlfriend's parents thought it was too long, and then I have other people who were like, no, I didn't get that at all. So I think it's into, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, or however you say that. But
But generally, people found it captivating, and it's going to be on at the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival.
that's right. Yes,
Yeah, so you're happy about that.
I am so happy. Honestly, I can't be more happy. It's a big bit of validation that something that created has, you know, made it into a festival, and that it'll get eyeballs. I'm really happy about that.